Longtime residents of Laramie have vivid memories of the Matthew Shepard murder. But 20 years later, high school students are learning about it as a piece of history. Wyoming Public Radio's London Homer Wambeam listened in as a class of students tried to imagine what it was like.
A dozen upperclassmen sit around a table on the stage of the Laramie High School Theater. This theater class is studying and performing The Laramie Project, a play about the controversy surrounding the murder of gay University of Wyoming student Matthew Shepard. Most of these students grew up in the town where it happened, but many of them were unfamiliar with the details of the case. Because of this, senior Rachel Hogan is concerned about making an accurate portrayal.
Are there certain things that when we perform this that you, people that you don't want us to interpret wrong or like? For us to get it as accurate as possible.
Oh, that's such a nice question. I don't know. I think you're going to do a great job. I think, like, it's got its own mind and heart now, you know?
Hogan is asking Nicole Bondurant. Bondurant is an English teacher at the school, but she's here today because she was one of the key people involved in blocking out anti-gay protesters during Shepard's funeral and trial. After Bondurant speaks, the students discuss their personal understandings of Matthew Shepard. Senior Isabella Polidora grew up without realizing there was any stigma around homosexuality and remembers when one of her friends came out to her.
She was scared because of Matthew Shepard, and I asked my parents like what the whole deal was, because when I grew up it wasn't a bad thing, and so I didn't understand why someone else would say, well, I'm scared because people think it could be a bad thing, and I was like, well, how? And then they explained to me that he was brutally murdered, and that was just shocking.
Laramie High School Theater Program Director Michael Hansey is teaching the Laramie Project to Polidora and her classmates. He says that over the years, he's observed his students becoming more open about their sexual orientations.
And I think a large part of it has to do with the cultural shift that happened after the incident with Matthew Shepard.
Other students simply didn't realize what an impact Shepard's murder had on Laramie and the nation until they studied the Laramie Project. Senior Cooper Jackson says he heard Shepard's name a lot growing up.
It's like oversaturation. I just kind of got used to it, that it was a thing in Laramie. But reading this, it really brought back into the front that it's not a Laramie issue. It's a nationwide issue. It just so happened to have started in Laramie, and that's what we're known for, sadly.
The legacy of Shepard's murder has been divisive within the Laramie community. Some people argue that he was not murdered for being gay, but that it was a dispute over drugs. Some want to hold Shepard up as a martyr, while others want to keep it in the past. Hansey wasn't teaching in Laramie at the time of the murder, so he asked Bondurant about the divide in class.
What was it like when they say the city was divided? When they say that there were two camps, and one, people say it was a hate crime, the other one says it wasn't?
I don't think that happened till later.
Bondurant says that she didn't notice the divisiveness until a few years after the murder.
And it's gotten stronger because as time goes by, it's easier to have multiple truths.
That tension continues to be an issue even among high school students. Some don't take Shepard's story seriously and use it to tease others. High school senior Isaiah Manlove says he learned about Shepard from his mother when he came out as gay, but apart from that...
The only thing I ever learned about Matthew Shepard were from the jokes that I'd hear from some of my friends saying, you know, some of them towards me, you know, and I don't think they understand either.
That kind of teasing doesn't happen in Hansey's class. He says the students performing the Laramie Project were given a choice to participate, and they're all within an LGBT-friendly social group. Many of the students in the class are gay. But the conversation could get messier if Hansey was teaching it to a more diverse class.
If I were to teach this, the play, to, you know, a different set of students at the high school, a different social set, I think it would have a very different, we'd have different comments, we'd have different feelings about it.
Hansey says he can't think of any teachers that incorporate Matthew Shepard into their regular curriculum, and that even his class wasn't always the obvious place for students to learn about it. For one thing, Hansey admits that until recently, he was not tolerant or accepting of homosexuality. Then, 3 years ago, his daughter came out as gay.
Homosexuality and being gay was something that was frowned upon, not something that was tolerated, accepted. But the more that I came to understand her as a person and my personal relationship with God, my views, I would say, changed 180 degrees.
Hansey says that even if his daughter hadn't come out, he probably still would have had his class perform the Laramie Project. But now, he's better equipped to teach it.
I think now that I understand where they're coming from, I understand the play better. Before, I don't know that I would have understood it completely.
Hansi says he wants his students to come away from the class, understanding there is a difference between simply tolerating someone and accepting them. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm London Homer Wambim.